I want you to just imagine that it's your wedding day and, you know, you're at the end of the altar, getting ready to get married. Everybody's gathered around you and they're just waiting on the groom. Yeah, they're just waiting on him. They've been waiting for an entire hour, but that just makes you smile because you know exactly why the groom's running late. That's when you hear just heavy footsteps, just stomp, stomp, stomp. It's your groom just making himself known to the room. Just stomp, stomp, stomp. And there he is, your beautiful slob of a groom. Yeah, the reason why he was late was because, of course, your big, fat, slobby husband-to-be, he stopped for some food on the way. He's just carrying a bucket, a reused bucket of chicken to hold all these burgers, all these chili dogs, all these donuts, all these chicken legs. He's just walking in, munching on one too. You're right across from him, wearing their best clothes you've ever put on in your life, and he's across from you in a wife beater, all stained with food and gravy and drool. He's wearing a robe, the same cum-covered bathrobe that just sits in his bathroom all the time, and he's wearing his underwear, thankfully, finally. His genitals just covered up in some tidy whities, just barely able to cover up his thick pubic bush. And his underwear is just covered in just yellow stains, all the cum from months and months of use. Just covering your slobby groom's cock as he makes his way towards you, just lumbering hundreds and hundreds of pounds of fat, just jiggling on his body, his big fat ass you can see just poking out the sides of him. You know, everybody's staring, everybody's pointing at all the flab that you've packed onto him. All of his family, all of his friends are just shocked at what a big slob that their boy has become, but you don't give a fuck. You're just staring at this beautiful, beautiful man just making his way towards you as he continues to stuff his face with donuts, hot dogs, just waddling his way there in his little bat slippers. And by the time he makes it to you, you know, he's just so fucking tired of walking. He just leans against the wall, picking his belly button and then licking his finger and sticking it back in there. Just being a total fucking slob, not caring what other people think of him. And you just stare at him with the most lovely glance as he stares back at you with the most sexual glance. You see his little cock buried in all his fat just stirring as he stares at you as all the vows are being said. And you know, you read your vows to this slob, you write the most beautiful poem that you've ever written, and he just stares at you while he munches on a burger, just listening, just carefully just chewing as he just watches you talk, just as he continues to eat and eat and eat all throughout the whole ceremony, just staring at you, eye fucking you, while you're just saying the most lovely things to him. And when it's his turn to say his vows, he just clears his throat, looks directly at you, gently lifts up his leg, and just lets out a big old fart. He just laughs and then gets back to eating as he stares at you, as he looks at all the people getting up to leave the wedding. Everybody just staring in awe that you're just gonna marry this big, fat, disgusting slob. Everyone's just staring and judging at you, but you don't give a fuck. You're just staring and looking right at your slobby husband, looking at his dumb, dopey face, his untrimmed beard, his balding head, just this big, fat, sagging gut slob in front of you. When it comes time to the objection of the wedding, everybody's objecting, everybody's raising their hands, telling you that you can do better, but you don't care. You want this fucking 500, 600 pound man just right in front of you, a big sagging gut, a big dopey grin. That's what you're falling in love with. So you just slide on the rings and you lean over to kiss him. He leans over back at you. The second your lips lock, he's just belching right into your mouth, just a big old slob. While you two are kissing, he does still try to slide in another fucking chili dog. Chili just getting all over your tux, all over his face, and he doesn't care. He's a fucking slob. And just like that, it's official. You're married to a fucking slob, and you just go take your wedding photos, try to enjoy the rest of your night. You take your wedding photos, the photographer asking you to do different poses, asking you to do all sorts of things. And still, in every single photo, there's you just smiling, looking beautiful, even with chili on your tux. And there's the fucking slob, gut hanging out of his shirt, shirt riding up, him chugging a beer in every photo, his cock and balls just flopping out, just giving everybody a show, just showing off his big fat ass. And just like that, somehow, your slob is now pantsless again. And you had to go to the dinner right after. All of the people that aren't comfortable with you marrying the slob, you know, they've already left. They're not going to the dinner. So at the dinner, it's all of your most supportive friends, all of your friends that understand why you're marrying this fucking fat slob, all the people that understand or at least tolerate it. And you get there still in your tux, just all cleaned up now, and your slob of a husband gets there too, and you just smile at him, knowing that you're going to spend the rest of your lives together all happy, all slobby. Once your slob sees that all the people in there are just supportive of your relationship, you know, the slob just says fuck it and takes off his wife beater, takes off his robe, and just walks around the entire dining room just completely naked, just so fucking comfortable. And then you look at your naked slob as he sits next to you at the front head of the table, just a beautiful specimen of a pig of a man. You're just so lucky and so turned on at this slob of a man, because he really just doesn't give a fuck about what other people think. Not even you, not even his doctor. Doesn't even care about how fat he's getting. He just wants to eat. He just wants to have a good time. And so when all the food comes out, all the yummy, delicious food, you know, your slob of a husband, he doesn't care anymore. He's already ready to let himself go, ready to just put on all this relationship weight. And so he eats his steak dinner together with you. He just picks it up with his bare hands, no utensils in sight, and just starts taking bites after bites, just eating the mashed potatoes just with his hands. While he looks at you, while he comes over and kisses you on the cheek. You're just married to a total fucking slob now. Who knows that he nabbed a fucking trophy? Who knows that he married up? Because while you're trying to maintain all of your posturing, while you're trying to maintain all a semblance of some self-control, your slob of a husband is just going buck wild, just eating plate after plate. Because he's got to keep all that juicy, juicy fat on him. And everybody's just cheering him on. Everybody's just patting him on the back. Just saying good work. Just saying that you can finally let go. And you don't have to care about what other people think. Because you got a beautiful fucking husband. All of his other slob friends coming up and just patting him on the back. All of them undressing too. And you just married yourself into a family of slobs. That's what you're starting to realize as you go out for your first dance. You know, your slob of a husband is already drunk, already stoned. He's just leaning on you, his heavy, fat, oily body, just leaning against your tux, staining it. And he's fucking just reaching down, putting your hand on his genitals, telling you to jack him off while he's just humping you during this first dance. And everybody's just there cheering. All the slobs are there cheering, knowing that you're just fucking married into a slob. And you know that you can just really just let go and be yourself around this slob and just really just let yourself go too. You can just be just as slobby as he is. And once your first dance is done, you know, your first feeding session begins as your slob sits down all tired from all the physical activity, just dripping with sweat. And you just let him sit back with his full belly and you just start feeding him. Start fattening up your slob so that he'll never leave you. That's exactly what you want out of a slobby marriage, isn't it?